The fact is that the recent interest in religion everywhere is not in religion, in reality, but in politics. The fact is that for the last 2 decades, we have noticed this trend very prominently, that the Western politicians are themselves creating greater and greater interest in religion for the sake of using it as an instrument against the communist ideology. Now, this trend is witnessed everywhere in the world, in those parts where Christianity has a stronger hold. Christianity is being helped from government resources. If that government is not a Christian government or happens to be in a communist area, then the outside world spends a lot of money in keeping the religious interest alive, such as in Poland. So wherever a religion stands a chance of surviving, that religion is particularly helped. This is the general policy. So Orthodox Islam is being revived in the Middle East and some other Muslim majority regions. For the ultimate use of that sentiment against communism, they are not concerned with the good name of Islam at all. On the contrary, exactly opposite is happening, and exactly opposite is designed to be achieved. For instance, the Islam they are supporting in certain regions of Muslim kind of certain Muslim regions, that Islam is intentionally chosen to be a misrepresentation of Islam with cruelty, with suppression of human conscience, with intoleration, and so on. So it is stamped as a religion of barbarism. Now, it helps them there in that particular region, because when they come across communist influence, through the same instrument of barbarity, they can suppress that communist influence as well. They said, this is our religion, we don't tolerate anything beyond against us, so we don't even tolerate sects within, how can we tolerate an ideology foreign to us? So that is a sort of logic, the unspoken logic, but it works. And at the same time, they propagate in the West about that concept of Islam which is being planted by them themselves in certain Muslim regions. And the Western press gives it wide publicity. That and that person was stoned to death for this and that. And the stoners themselves lived a life of luxury when they came to Europe and or visited America. And when somebody went there and did that, they were so cruel in the name of Islam, and this is Islam. What is Islam according to them? Contradictions, suppression, trampling upon the fundamental human rights, lack of toleration. So they gain both their objectives very cunningly. Killing two birds with one stone cannot be better illustrated than by this example. So the proof that they actually support those regimes is so self-evident, that all these regions which I am talking about are fully supported by Western powers, completely. If they withdraw their support from those regions, the regimes cannot remain in power at all. Within a matter of days or weeks, they will be destroyed, because the opposition from within the country would rise and capture the sources of power. So this is politics, not Islam. And again, this is my answer to the first questioner as well. The havoc which is being played by two religions is by the atheist politicians who do not believe in God. In fact, otherwise they could not have played havoc with religion and the concepts of God, because no sane man who really believes in God can experiment on such things and destroy the human values in the name of religion. So everything what is injurious and harmful to man, it is atheism and not godliness. true believers in God, always bring peace with them, and this is their sign. So when in the name of religion you find disturbance and chaos instead of peace, that is the sure sign that that is not true religion, or somebody else is playing with it. Now here, one part of the question. Why? What about these Eastern cults, religions or cults? They are being imported particularly for those people who are revolting against Western civilization. These people are completely disillusioned, and there is a large number and growing number among the youth who are being disillusioned and gradually shifting from both Christianity and the Western values. If there is not another place of sanctuary, I mean, a sort of sanctuary for them where they can go and be received, more often than not, they would go to communism. This is the most dangerous youth which the Western countries are facing as a big problem at their hands. If they don't tackle them properly, they will be a fit fodder for communism and destroy their society. So for them, they must have some attractive philosophies as alternative to the Christian philosophy or the Western civilization. So these cults and yogaism and, you know, Hare Krishna and all that, these are being encouraged quietly because it's better in their eyes to be a Hare Krishna man rather than be a communist or somebody following Sikhism for a while, you know, to enjoy life and then abandon it as one pleases rather than be a communist. So these are routes of escape, safety valves. This is a scientific world, you know. So they always apply some safety valves here and there, and these are the safety valves for the Western society.